Hey, everybody. Welcome to Cheap Flight.
Jake Jamash.
Podcast where we talk about
Jake Jamash.
Borat. We talk about leader dogs. We talk about hotels and we talk about being upstate. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your vacay there.
Yeah.
Derek.
Oh, man. Just real quick. Yeah, it was just a nice getaway. I needed a change of scenery since it's been like triple digit weather all summer in Texas nonstop. I mean, it was just probably. Just yesterday, it was still probably 85 for a high.
Wow.
Let me look. Actually, today's a high of 82. It's cloudy and gray sky, but it's going to be a high of 82. So, yeah, I just was really craving some northern crisp mountain air. And
some northern comfort.
Yeah.
You can take the boy out of Michigan, but he still craves the northern air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I really just felt like I wanted to get out in nature and see some mountains for some reason. It's kind of a weird thing for me to want. Usually I want to go hit a big city or something cool like that, but I wanted just nature. So,
we did a little hiking. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe as I age, I'm more into getting more into serenity and peaceful settings and landscapes,
or maybe not.
Yeah. So in the middle of serenity, you created this like incredibly heavy rockin' record.
Oh yeah. Right. Outside of that, yeah.
People aren't gonna that last statement you just made. People aren't gonna believe once they hear the output.
Yeah. Right. All right. Good. Well, good.
Did you stay in any good place job. Interesting?
I just stayed. Yeah, we stayed at the hotel where it's called the Stanley, which was actually the Overlook Hotel and the book The Shining, and that was the book, that was the hotel that Stanley King originally stayed at, which he stayed at in supposedly a supernatural room or paranormal room. I think it was 217 where he stayed, and he had the dreams or had the inspiration to write the story, The Shining.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
I wonder how much it would have cost to stay in that room.
I don't.
$8,000.
I think it just costs you your life.
Pretty much.
You're pushing. Yeah.
Yeah. You stay in the room, and then they see you in an old picture, and you never see you again.
Yeah.
Right.
That was a spoiler. Sorry. But it was a cool experience.
The rest of the night we stayed there one night, and then the rest of the week we stayed in a small little cottage. Near the Rocky Mountain National Park, and then we did some hiking. And the town is like nestled right in the mountains, so it would be perfect for like Christmas time. Mm. You know, snow covered town. I mean, you could totally do you could pretend the Grinch lived there pretty much in the winter time, and Cindy Lou was there and everybody else. But
that's awesome.
The town was really cool, but it's definitely kind of a bummer because all the town offered was sugary treats, T-shirts, hats, all kinds of souvenir shops. So outside of that, you don't know what they really do in the town, but besides cater to tourists. But
maybe that is where the Grinch is filmed.
It could be. Baubles and trinkets.
All the sugary treats.
Taffy and
sugar plum fairies. Oh, yeah.
Chocolate truffles and candy shops. And I mean, there's so many sous-vide shops. I mean, everywhere you looked. So.
Yeah. No, I've seen Cindy Lou Who in concert.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Oh. She fronts a band called The Pretty Reckless.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she played Cindy Lou Who in the Grinch film. Not the original one. That would make her like 80. Not the original one. Not the cartoon.
No, serious, all right.
The Jim Carrey. Yep.
Oh, that no girl, way. Oh, I didn't
the girl
know that.
The girl who played Cindy Lou Who is the band's pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, I've heard some of their stuff. It's cool.
Pretty Reckless.
Yeah, they are Pretty Reckless. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. Let's check it out again. Yeah.
That is her.
Oh.
Little known fact. Little bit of music trivia.
Nice bit of trivia there.
You know.
Yep, they raped me on the car rental. I paid about $700 for 5 days.
Oh wow!
So I'm still trying to spin my head around that one. That was not expected because on the Expedia travel site, it says $60 a day, and that was one of the cheap rates.
Right.
Jeez.
But I don't think they say – I'm not sure if it says does not include taxes and fees. Hmm. And then by the time we got to the rental office, it kind of took advantage of a weary travel and offered the – well, maybe you should add in the toll, the express toll.
Mm, right.
That'll be cheaper. And then, you know, do you want to – then they kind of convinced me to not do the empty fuel tank where I don't fill the fuel tank, return the car.
Yeah.
That was a mistake. Just because I was kind of like in the middle of nowhere. There's no gas station. So I was like, I really don't want to mess with trying to find gas before I turn the car in and all that. So just this and that. By the time we were done, it was.
Yeah. But it came with a driver, though, right?
Yeah. I wish. No. Should have. You know. Yeah, so, they kind of gouge you. They gouge the travelers out there.
But I would have returned that right into the office. Literally, I would have returned it right in the office.
There were some people there that they were like, because we had a shuttle there from the airport, and my wife noticed a couple of families there that like, oh no, we can't do that. We're gonna have to find some other, figure something else out. And so I don't think that's some kind of surprise rates. They're not rated very well.
Right. It's
called Ace Rental. It's like at the bottom near like Budget and not Hertz, but anyways, that's the exciting story.
I can help you.
Hertz butt.
I can help you file a complaint if you need. I those services are available. I can help you get some of that back. We can discuss that after.
Oh, okay. I've never paid that much money before for a rental, so.
For 5 days, no.
It was cheap. It was a Jeep Cherokee. It was a midsize compact. That was what I originally. Now here's the deal. I was late for my original reservation. So.
Oh, now the truth comes out.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole trip was we had a major problem getting
delays.
The whole trip was screwed up from the beginning because I had originally booked Linda's old maiden name on her ticket, mm-hmm. and. I ran around with Expedia on the phone. I ran around with American Airlines on the phone. And I'd already checked her in under her old name. And they said, well, you're going to have to go to the airport and they'll have to fix it for you there.
Ugh.
Got to the airport. No dice. Screwed. So I had ended up just having to buy new tickets that day, which is some more.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it was a cost. The trip cost me a lot more money than it should have. So, and originally, you know, what's funny is I wasn't really planning a trip. The trip was just supposed to be a little getaway to Vegas because I heard Vegas had all these, you know, deals and there's flight deals and there's hotel deals. And,
right.
And then it turned into a hiking trip. And so I multiplied. Well, it went probably from a little cheap getaway to, you know, thousands of dollars spent, you know.
I can coach you on. I can coach on some things. Definitely put that. I got to put that legal training to use.
Yeah, man.
There are three words. Everybody listening is going to get a free. I just taught this class. Three words that will help you resolve stuff. Govern yourself accordingly. It is
okay.
It is the magic phrase that says, "You screwed up. Govern yourself accordingly. Don't make me go legal on you."
All right.
Yeah, so maybe we can talk about that for real.
I'm not a good at saying no. That's always been a weak, especially like in a car dealership or.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah.
Can I borrow a couple $1,000?
That's pretty good.
Well, what's the answer? Come on.
Hey, he can't even do it now.
Really when combined, he says, I might be able to do something.
When he says borrow, he means give. Can I have?
Yeah, right.
Replace the word borrow with have.
He can't even do it now. He's like,
I'd have to go find one of my gold bars and trade those in.
Derek, this is the first step. This is the first step in assertiveness training. It's a bit of an intervention, but you know, we're going to help you through this.
All right.
That's hilarious. Let me go get one of my gold bars.
we are on your team, man. We're on your team.
Oh, heck yeah. Anyway. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh, wait, did you guys do a cast without me while I was gone?
No.
I don't think you did. I don't remember seeing that.
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay.
We did not.
Oh, well, here I am. Yeah, I'm back.
You are back.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Woo.
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 Woo. I've heard that a couple of times in the last week.
Woo. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Woo.
I like it. I like it a lot. It's a Texas thing, I think.
Could be.
It's
that one dude from Texas. Oh man, what's that guy's name now? The Woo guy. The wrestler. Who's that guy?
Oh yeah, yeah.
You got me there.
Rick Flair. Rick Flair.
Rick Flair.
Oh, Rick Perry.
God. You pulled
Rick
that.
Perry's
out
from
of
Texas.
Your cousin,
yes,
Rick.
He is. Huh?
Is that your cousin, Rick Perry?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. He's like,
I haven't heard about him in a long time.
Yeah, did you hear? Did you hear Ric Flair is Lyndon's cousin?
I did not know that.
That's how misinformation starts.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I think I dated misinformation.
He's actually from Tennessee, Memphis. Ric Flair. There you go.
Ric Flair.
I have not heard that name in a long time.
He's got some great gifts, man. Some of the great gifts ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm more of a Roddy kind of guy, but
Roddy's great too.
Roddy. I met him in Detroit once.
Oh, no way.
Very nice man.
Cool.
Because he didn't make me pay $50 to get his autograph, so it was good.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Roddy. We like to
Howdy,
party.
Roddy
Piper.
We don't cause trouble, don't bother anybody.
So yeah, there's a bit of a
two.
I've heard kind of a Texas woo several times, and I really woo. Like it. It's part
I'm
of the
I'm starting world. To notice some little twang in some of my vocals, and I'm not sure.
Oh yeah.
I was wondering
if you guys should say something because
no, you might change it.
Well, not now, but yeah, if it's too much, I need to get rid of it.
Okay. It's part of who you are, man.
No, I just live here.
I don't know.
I just rent this accent.
Yeah.
I don't want to own
I've
it.
I've only been here 10 years, so.
Only 10 years.
Yeah.
You're only 25, so that's like
true.
40% of your life. That's impressive.
Yep.
You recorded the first Leader Dogs record when you were like one.
True. Right.
Yeah. 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 We got new music coming, ma'am. I'm excited.
It's coming.
It is coming.
Yeah. So what are we doing? We doing Beans? We doing Madhouse? What are we doing?
I'm still waiting.
Still waiting. Okay. You know what? Let me check my email right now because I did drop a note. I'm gonna maybe go ahead and assume it's already in progress.
Oh. Oh, so you did get an email.
I'm thinking positive. Oh. Okay. He resent me the upload address. I'm just looking. He just like it just got this in the last half hour. Yeah, oh, everybody okay. There?
Well, that's good news.
Have not received any files. Please use this upload address. So I'm forwarding that right now.
All right.
I didn't send any files because there was no like all that there was on the website was here's the form, fill this out, and then we'll be in touch with you.
Oh,
and then
okay.
They weren't, and then they were never in touch with me.
Okay. Got it. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. I sent it a couple of weeks ago when I first talked to him, but I'll send it again.
And I will
send it directly to you.
I'm sure he does a good job, but I wish there was some examples or demos on his website or something. You know?
Yeah. There's a little band called King's
Pretty Axe. Bare bones. Well, he doesn't. Yeah, does he master his own? Does he master his own stuff?
All I need to know.
Whoa! Do they master their own
he's
stuff?
He's in this little band called King's Axe. That works for me.
Do they master their own? Do they cut their own records?
I don't. I'd have to look at the credits. The last two. Yeah. I know he does his own stuff, like his own solo.
Well, I guess it makes sense to cut. I didn't know they. I guess I never thought. I don't know. That's kind of stupid. I guess.
No.
Duh. Let's find out if I can find out anymore. Let's see.
Yeah. So, it's good we had this podcast today.
Right.
So we could solve this mystery. Cause I was like, you're not hearing anything? Like, I don't know. What's going on? Hold on. So yes, he did get back to me with, I sent it last night and he got back to me this morning. So that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to send you this email as it is, and it's going to have everything.
So I just figured we need to, you know, be a little patient. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
I'm curious. Are we looking at what's our November 10th as our,
well, I mean,
is it something we want to discuss?
Well, that's it. Part of it's going to depend on, you know, getting these back. So,
Yep. Okay. I am forwarding to you right this minute.
All right.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
I think it's interesting. Some of the topics that were chosen, some of the lyrics, I'm surprised that there aren't, you know, when I look around at the landscape and see what people are putting out now, I don't hear anything like it lyrically, musically for sure, but lyrically. And again, there's a lot of music being released out every day, but I don't hear anything on a landscape that says, let's talk about this topic.
Yeah. You know, you're right.
Which is shocking because certainly everybody's had time to kind of let it sit. I know there's always been, you know, certainly when bands were touring, there was always this concern about not upsetting the fans. Like, there's a precarious relationship. I don't want to say something that's going to turn off, you know, 30% of the people that are still supporting me. But yeah, I think we can lose 30%.
I don't care. I think, you know, I can't obviously speak for other people, but I think sometimes, when things are being very hard and political, what people don't want to do is talk about the hard and political things because they're trying to create an escape.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's part of it. And I think sometimes too, it's kind of just a matter of people feel like, well, you know, if women can't get equal pay, then women need to fight that fight. I don't need to get in that fight. And if there's racial injustice, then the people who are, being, marginalized are the ones that need to fight that fight. I don't need to, you know, so I think artists fight it in different ways. They don't necessarily put it into their lyrics, but, I just see this as an excellent platform for us to just, to say that, hey, we see what's going on and we want to, you know, I'm no expert, but I want to weigh in and say, this is what I think about it.
Yeah.
And,
like, I really, you know, looking back at the history, if you look at the civil rights movement, if it had just been, you know, people of color that were protesting and doing this, it probably wouldn't have moved the needle.
Right? Yeah. No, you're right.
It's, I was saying earlier, it's that, you know, that Walk With Us, that whole, the Flint cop that said, what do you want me to do? And the answer was walk with us. And I was like, man, nobody, and all the rhetoric, all the stuff that's going on around, that's what we want, right?
Yeah.
We just want you to understand, or at least seek to understand this. We don't expect you to get it all, but we just want you to walk with us. This idea of, we hear it a lot, especially during the pandemic, we're all in this together. That's kind of what people want to hear. Right. We actually want to empathize. We actually want to understand what's going on.
And I think, you know, I obviously have had a lot of change of philosophy and heart over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. But I think one thing that comes out of the tradition that I came from of, you know, Christianity is like, mm-hmm. All of our issues are everybody's issues.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm trying to get at. Like it's not just one group's problem.
We're affected one way or the other, right?
Yeah. So I think, you know, the thing too that I think probably steers some artists away is that people could see, you know, we could be labeled like this too, like, oh, they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Right.
You know, yeah, but yeah, the nice thing about that though is we can say, yeah, but we put out this record in 1995 and it had a similar theme on it. And mm-hmm. so no, yeah. no, we're not jumping on a bandwagon.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
We're just, anyway, so yeah, I think there's all sorts of reasons why people do or don't do their thing.
and I tell you, if there's any, again, any press is good press. if there's backlash to it, I'll be the rep that will step up to address the issues.
Yes,
we'll put my face to it. A lot of these things came out of discussions we've had over the last couple of months. And I'm happy to stand up and go, yeah, this is, we've discussed all this. Now say something.
Yeah, we've got all the proof on this your little podcast. So
mm-hmm. absolutely,
I'm not worried about it. I don't you know, as the artist, we get to decide what we're gonna say, and yeah. I don't really.
Yep.
You know, nobody. The thing I think about music critics is. I will listen to you critique music once you've made a record. Until then,
yeah.
don't come to me, like, yeah. because I don't anybody in the world can listen. You know, it's like the food tasters. Like, seriously, you are the authority on clam chowder. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I think I have a tongue too. I can taste it, and when it comes to music. You want the critics to like it, but at the same time, if they don't, it's almost like, who cares? Who are you?
Yeah.
Pick up a guitar and write a song and then come to me and tell me how terrible my song is.
Yeah. Yeah. and honestly, the role of the critics has dropped so dramatically, you know, in the last several years. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You hear stories of people that just read all the bad reviews and it's like, no, what's the point of that? Just do it. Just put it out there.
Just put it out.
Oh,
yeah, it's kind of
I didn't say Canadian.
How a food critic becomes a food critic, unless they're like Chef Ramsay or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, who are you?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, no, it's exactly.
You know, who the hell are you?
Who are you?
Because you think you know chili dogs, you know Coney dogs better than somebody else.
True.
For like example. Sucking on a chili dog outside the Tasty Freeze.
You know what? I think there's a song there. Who are you?
That's what that song's about.
Huh?
You know, food critic.
It is. That's not. I thought it was about finding dead bodies in Vegas. Wasn't that? That's not.
Oh, I honestly don't know. I don't know.
Was there a song before that? I always thought it was just the theme from CSI. You're telling me that was actually.
No, I'm talking about the Who song. Who are?
Oh,
you?
The Who wrote that. Oh, dang.
Didn't they?
Yeah, they did. As a Canadian, I'd like to say it was the Guess Who, but yeah. it wasn't the Guess Who. It was
who just, are you, and what is that about? Let's find out.
Ooh,
what was their intent?
what was the thought process that took them there?
What was their intent?
I'd love to find footage of the Who in studio and having these exact same conversations. That'd be awesome.
Inspiring minds want to know.
Who? It's more existential, really, when you think about it. You get to see Roger Daltrey sitting around saying that. That'd be awesome.
Existential, that reminds me of that that line in Elf. When they're talking about the tomato, like the book and the talking tomato, whatever. Like, he's like, it's existential.
Yeah. I was saying that I got my Elf mug right here. And I said, I think I like the Elf mug more than I like the movie. Not that I didn't like it. It's just, it's not on my list of like top Will Ferrell films.
Well, no, but I mean,
it
was one of his first and it's supposed to be silly, you know?
But that's why I was questioning myself. Cause I'm like, what's wrong with me that I don't think it's as brilliant as everybody else does. Maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe I need,
Ryan,
maybe this is an intervention. Yeah.
Yeah. You help us with legal hotel rules, and we'll help you with
help me with car rentals. And yeah.
Yeah, because yeah. I think Land of the Lost is at the top of that list. No.
Yeah. No. Well, I just got a new podcast idea. It's called Teaching Rai Rai About Film.
It's got an audience of one.
It's got an audience of one.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Love it.
Love it.
So cool.
Yeah. Oh. And that's, you know what, let's go back to Will Ferrell for a second. Watching the Flint Tropics in that film brought me back to the time we spent in Flint.
Yeah.
Recording, writing a song like Rex. I include myself in it as if I was part of the songwriting process, but
that's okay.
I was there.
You were there.
You were there.
And I recorded it. So.
And you recorded it.
I did record it. Yeah. I was like Alexa before there was Alexa.
Yeah.
Because all your conversations were recorded.
Yeah.
I'm going to sue Amazon right now. I'm suing Amazon. Dang it. I was Alexa. We'll see how far that one goes. Yeah. That's how we're going to get your like couple thousand dollars. We're going to sue Amazon. They don't have lawyers.
I doubt it. Yeah.
I doubt it.
There's a really good chance that they don't.
Come on. So yeah.
We'll get to. I'll get the. Now that I have the connection, I'll get this stuff out to Beans, mm-hmm. and yeah, if they get that back to me by, I mean, it would be ideal if it was Monday because mm-hmm. it takes about 2 weeks to get through CD Baby, and that gets us that November 10th, spot.
Sweet.
Yeah. No, so. Again, I'm sorry for the miscommunication.
Oh no,
your fault.
No.
But I'm actually kind of happy because you're happier with the mixes today than you were even 3 days ago.
Yeah,
exactly.
Which is beautiful. So yeah, it's on his radar. He'll be looking for it. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. So yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait to unleash this on the world. I've already made my list of people that need to hear it off the bat, right at the beginning. And push it and get the word out for us and help get the word out for us. So I just can't wait to have that in their hands so they can run with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Good. You know.
Heck yeah.
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 And at the end, everybody's feeling good about the five songs and how they turned out.
I am. Yeah.
I appreciate the extra work you guys put in to get it to this point. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it was worth it. This is a good mix, meaning, you know, I want songs that are punchy and a little bit angry. And then I want songs that are a little bit more fun, like Bang Up State. And then I want songs that have some sort of something to ponder, like Feel This. So mm-hmm. I feel like we've got that. It's almost like the first five of Lemonade, you know. Mm. It's got the right blend. See what I did there.
So today is so today is
really
October 23rd.
Yeah.
So the 25th will be this Sunday. There was a little podcast, A Cheap Flight, called To LDB or Not to LDB, and that was dated February 25th. So we are just shy of 8 months.
Wow.
From the initial discussion to where we're at today. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
To mixes that we're happy with. You know, it's like the vocals. Derek, you nailed it. You really.
Oh, thanks, man.
You analyzed, you looked at them and said, I need this changed. This doesn't sound quite right. I want to do it. And it's all reflected in the final product.
Yes. Well, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want something to nag at me. So I figured I just would next time I'm going to do a little bit better and making sure I'm really happy before I send out the files, but.
You know, there's a lot of
warmed up. So that's what
I think that's part of the process though. You have to hear it in there too, right? You got to hear it in the bed before you can say,
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we should have a next time, like a lessons learned kind of next time talk, because I've definitely, you know, there's things you don't find out until you're deep into the mixing, and then it's like, yeah. Oh, I wish I had this, I wish I had that.
Right.
So now I know some things that I can, like, for example, with Jeff, you know, he has a different, kind of a different kit per song, which is absolutely fine. But what I found when I'm mixing is that that there's some requirements then for me on the back end, trying to find make it even and make each song sound the same. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whereas like when you go record a rock record, usually you set all the mics up and then you have one sound all the way through. Mm-hmm. I'm not advocating for one sound all the way through. I think he should have fun and design the sounds he wants, but maybe we can work more on like, okay, every time you send me a kick file, it maxes out its, you know, negative 6 dB instead of, mm-hmm. you know, but it's just, these are just little things. And, I had to keep going from song to song just to, and that's what like stood out to me with Restless. It wasn't anything he did. It was just, I mixed that so long ago, and then I mixed the other four later.
Oh yeah.
And then when I go back, I'm like, man, there's just something that's not, the energy is not there. And so that's when it finally like dawned on me that, oh, it's because the drums need to be out front and have a little bit more presence. And, you know, we figure these things out.
Oh, I like that. You did a Canadian out. I like that. That was good.
Figure them out.
Figure it out.
That's all we can do. Just figure them out.
so probably by next podcast, we'll be able to give details and name and all kinds of stuff to people. Put some stuff into their hands. So very exciting.
Oh yeah. We're on the cusp now.
Just shy of 8 months. I'm proud of what you've done and what you continue to do. And I'm excited about this even more so than the early days. Cause we've been involved from the beginning.
Right.
Absolutely.
Excuse me.
And also happy that Derek and Linda survived the Overlook. Very happy about that as well.
True. Yeah. We did survive.
Yeah. Would have made a great story, but we're glad you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speak for yourself. just kidding.
I was hoping that they had shot the movie there and I was going to, you know, walk the same hallways.
Yeah.
You know, where Danny rode his big wheel, but that's in Oregon somewhere, I think.
What they should have had is a big wheel that you could just get on and ride down.
That is now. That's what they should do. You're right. Charge $100 for an hour. I'd pay $100
for that. Easy.
$100 an hour to ride around the hotel and your big wheel.
Yeah, in an adult size big wheel though, not a kid size. Yeah.
That's actually a really good idea.
Should the Shiny be my recommend for this week? I don't know. I don't know.
It could be.
I don't know.
That's one of my favorite movies. So.
Ooh.
No, I almost finished the book. I like to finish it. It was good.
Yeah, yeah. His books tend to be. I just watched. You know, do we want to move to recommends or are we too early? I don't want to jump.
No, let's do it. No, let's do it. Now
I came in with a recommend, but I'm tossing it out the window based on our discussion today.
You tosser.
I toss it out. I watched this series. The series is called Eli Roth's History of Horror. So Eli Roth is known for. He did Hostel. He did Hostel 2. I'm not a huge Eli Roth fan, to be honest.
I can't watch those kind of movies.
No.
I don't like
most of the stuff he's done. I'm not a big fan of.
I don't like watch torture. I didn't do it.
He did a 7-part series called Eli Roth's History of Horror, and he talks to everybody from Stephen King to there might have been some Wes Craven interviews that he included in there, but he talks to Joe Dante, and it's a revolving door of discussions, and there's usually a topic. So one was ghosts, and so they did ghost movies, and then they did vampires was another one. But it was really cool, and after I watched it, it was like I had a whole new list of stuff I either need to rewatch or watch for the first time.
Oh.
Like The Howling. I've never seen The Howling. I keep hearing how great the movie The Howling is, but that's never seen
a werewolf movie, right?
Yeah.
I've seen that.
So I'm not a fan necessarily of Eli Roth's work itself, but the way he kind of brought everybody into this conversation certainly stirred up my, you know, as we're getting closer to Halloween.
Talking about his influences.
Yeah, yeah, it was really interesting. Like I like it more than his output, but it's a it's you can find it online, and it's just called Eli Roth's A History of Horror. But there were probably at least 8 or 9 movies that either I've seen, but it's been a long time, or I want to see again, or I want to see for the first time.
Right.
Yeah, it was good.
All right. I like. Was Rob Zombie on there?
Rob Zombie actually was. Yes, he was. There, Rob Zombie did make that. Did make that. Yeah. Yeah, anybody you know that is even remotely associated with horror films was part of this thing. So it really wasn't about him. Like Saw. Saw is a perfect example.
I'm not into Saw.
I liked the first one because I thought the story of the first one was great. The 17th one.
First one was cool. I liked that. I was hoping Danny Glover was going to shoot that. SOB, man.
It was a great story.
Like, get him. I'm not into Saw.
It was a great story, and then 17 movies later, it's they've wrecked it. But I thought the actual thriller part of the story, I thought was really cool. The twist was really good, in my opinion. But yeah,
nice.
So that's online. That's a show. Watch Eli Roth's History of Horror online. Oh,
7-part series.
Okay.
So Dale.
My recommend Dale. Would be nature, mountains.
I like it.
Fresh air.
So what you're saying is even all that it took to get there, it was still worth it.
Country. Yes. Yeah, because really it's not that. It was a big headache. Yeah, there was a lot of travel snags, which I'm not used to. And
right.
And costs that I've never had to experience. But yeah, it was still worth it.
Yeah,
really, it's like a 2-hour flight from you to Denver, and then a hour and a half. The drive from Denver to the mountains is really cool because you're just driving. You know, you can just see the mountains in the horizon. You're just driving straight towards them, which is kind of nice.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Nature is your recommend.
That's my recommend. Nature. Get outside. Yeah,
last time Jeff's was sleep, so now we've got nature. I see a bit of a trend going here. We're going to become a wellness band. I would like to recommend vitamin D. We just don't have enough of it in our system. Mm-hmm.
Can you still buy that? It's been outlawed in Canada. We can't get vitamin D.
Yeah. They've even filtered the sun up there from what I heard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They have. Yep.
So I recommend an EP coming out called Feel This. Feel like it's going to be a good wellness program for some people. Mm-hmm. And looking forward to getting it into the ear holes of our peeps. And yeah, that's all I got today.
And you've listened to it like what? How many times? 2 or 3 times through?
Four. Let's see. Man. Counting last night, 4.
4. Okay. Now is enough. Yeah. 4 times 1,000.
If only 4. Oh my gosh. I don't mind it.
What you're saying is you've listened to it hundreds of times through, and you're still recommending it.
I'm still recommending it. I don't recommend listening to it as often as I have.
Yeah.
Someday I'm going to keep a track of all the mixes. But the thing is part of it's my process because I'll make some changes and then I'll make a mix and then I'll go on a walk. I'll listen to it. And then I hear the things and I make a mental note. Then I go home and then it's like, okay, I got to fix this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. Make those changes. And then I get feedback from the guys and it's like, okay, I got to change this, this, and this. And anyway, it's fine, but I'm ready to be thinking about other songs. I'll tell you that much.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So it sounds like what you're saying is you look at the man in the mirror and then you ask him to change his mix.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So that the mix gets any clearer.
Yeah.
I see. Keep going with this. I'm trying to keep going with the theme there, but it's I'm lost now. But anyway, it's been a great process. I'm glad that we've got these podcasts to go back and reflect and listen to how this thing has progressed. And you know, I was thinking about this today. We have Bang Upstate and we have Leader Dogs, and neither one of them are full-time projects. They're both, they're like side-by-side projects because we don't, you know, we all have jobs and we all have life and we all have relationships and things going on. So for us to have gotten here, even at this point in the year, you know, five songs was a peel back from the original 10, but then when you stop and think about the fact that that's just what bands do today anyway, it's not that big of a deal. And so, yeah, it's been, I'm thankful. I'm glad that we're at this point now where we can, like I said, hand it off and I don't have to think about it anymore. So I can start, because I enjoy mixing, but I really enjoy writing. So I'm looking forward to, you know, getting back to that. So, and you know, there's a fair amount of life that has happened between. So, it's
quite a bit has happened between February 25th and today. I would posit.
Yeah, you're a good positer.
Thank you.
And just don't deposit is all I'm asking.
Right, you know? Right. I'll leave that to D.
Deposit. I like that.
Is there anything that we want to say about? Is there anything that we want to say about Jeff since he's not here to defend himself?
I think Jeff's recommend would have been this new EP called Feel This.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, yeah. Or Cheap Flight, because he's at the airport as we speak.
Right, he is.
So
I poured a little on the floor for Jeff today.
Nice.
I mean, he's still with us. Don't get me wrong, but I just felt the need to you know pay him tribute today since he's not with us.
Yeah.
On the conversation.
I appreciate that.
I thought he should have brought the relatives onto the, you know, onto the call. That would have been fair.
Yeah, that's what decent drummers do. But
well, I question his commitment, to be honest.
Yeah, I do.
You know, that ride from the airport, that could have been just gold.
Yeah, he could have been listening to mixes and giving us some feedback.
Yeah.
Anywho, you gents have a stellar rest of the weekend.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know once those mixes are off to the alien.
Surfing
Banes. Yeah.
Cool, man. We'll have some news next time we cheap fly.
I like it.
All right.
See you guys later.
Peace, baby.
Bye.